Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. The ag industry, from the farmer to the consumer, is under assault. The seriousness of the situation is just now becoming obvious. A 6-state raid on a major U.S. meat packer has sounded the alarm. 1,300 employees were arrested. The work disruption cost Swift & Company $30 million. Dairy and vegetable farmers in western New York are operating in a climate of constant fear. Will their farm be the next to be raided? The workers are afraid of what will happen to them. They leave 2 or 3 or 10 at a time. Who's going to do the work? Who will milk the cows? And who will harvest the vegetables? Those of us that are part of the food and ag industry had better find an answer to this problem. The risk is real. Livestock prices will collapse if the immigrants that work the slaughter plants are arrested or simply leave. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Tom Harkin of Iowa said he was appalled by the procedures used to detain and deport Swift workers. Okay. If the Congress is ready to deal with the problem beyond just building a wall along the southern border, well, get with it. President Bush supports comprehensive immigration reform to include a guest worker program. And on this one issue, the president and the new Democrat-controlled Congress are on the same page. In our thriving economy, there are certain back-breaking, dirty jobs that most of our citizens just don't want to do. Working in a meat processing plant pays twice the minimum wage with full health benefits, and still, we don't want to do the work. Without immigrants, legal or illegal, who would do the construction? Who would pick the strawberries? And who would clean the hotel rooms? It's time for our elected officials to acknowledge the seriousness of the problem and fix it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.